Audio generation, grade 11 PF video 2.
I am Chloe. Now that we have seen the visual growth race, and we know that compound interest is an example of exponential growth, we need to take the next step. It is time to move beyond tables and graphs and learn how to calculate these values exactly using the master mathematical formula. This formula is the key to predicting your future wealth. We are going to break down the formula A equals P, open bracket, 1 plus I, close bracket, to the power of N. It might look a little intimidating at first, because of that exponent, but I promise, once you see what each letter represents, it is as simple as following a recipe. Let us get to the lab and break it down.
I am Liam. I know that math formulas can sometimes feel a bit overwhelming, especially when you start dealing with decimals and exponents, but that is why we have technology. I will walk you through exactly how to use your scientific calculator so you never get stuck. We will look at the specific order of operations and the special buttons you need to find. Whether you are using a physical calculator or an app on your phone, the logic is exactly the same. We are going to make sure you can punch in the numbers and get the right answer every single time, whether you are calculating the future value of a savings account or the cost of a student loan. Let us make the calculator work for us.
I am Maya. While the big formula gives you the final amount of money in an account, there is one more thing you often need to know. How much interest did you actually earn? Or, if it is a loan, how much extra did you have to pay? I will show you how to find the total interest earned by comparing your final amount to what you started with. We call this the interest formula, and it is a simple but vital subtraction step. I equals A minus P. It is the best way to see the actual cost or profit of your financial decisions. I will also give you some tips for your tests to make sure you do not accidentally give the wrong answer when a question asks for interest instead of total amount.
And I am Noah. This formula is not just for looking forward into the future. It is also for planning today. We are going to talk about something called present value. If you know you need to have a certain amount of money in 3 or 4 years, maybe for college or a new car, how much do you need to invest right now to reach that goal? This is just the compound interest formula worked backward. We will look at the variables and even show you a neat trick using negative exponents. The formula is PV equals A, open bracket, 1 plus I, close bracket, to the power of negative N. This is the secret to real financial planning. By the end of this video, you will have the formula for success in your pocket, ready to use for any financial challenge.
Let us look at the variables in our master formula. A equals P, open bracket, 1 plus I, close bracket, to the power of N. First, the letter A. A stands for the final amount, which is also sometimes called the future value. This is the total amount of money you have at the end of your investment. Next is P, which stands for the principal. This is the starting amount, the money you put in on day one. Then we have the small letter I. This represents the interest rate per compounding period. This is a very important detail. If your annual interest rate is 5%, you must write it as a decimal, which is 0.05. Finally, we have N, which is the number of compounding periods, usually measured in years. Because N is an exponent, it means the growth is not just adding, it is multiplying over and over. This is the exact definition of an exponential function.
Let us try a real example together so you can see how this works on your calculator. Suppose you have $500. That is our P. You put it into a high interest savings account that pays 5% interest. That is our I, compounded annually. You want to know how much you will have in 3 years, so N is 3. First, we set up our equation. A equals 500 times, open bracket, 1 plus 0.05, close bracket, to the power of 3. Using your calculator, you always start inside the brackets. 1 plus 0.05 equals 1.05. Now, here is the secret. Find your exponent key. It usually looks like a little hat or the letters x to the power of y. Raise 1.05 to the power of 3. This gives you about 1.1576. Finally, Multiply that by your $500 principal. The total amount, A, is $578.81. See? It is just a few button presses.
Now that we have our final amount, A, of $578.81, let us find the interest. We use the formula I equals A minus P. In our example, we take our total amount and subtract our original $500. This leaves us with $78.81 in interest. This is the profit you made just by letting your money sit in the bank. A huge tip for your tests. Always read the question carefully. If it asks, how much will the investment be worth, give the A value. If it asks how much interest was earned, you must do this subtraction step. Also, a quick sanity check. In compound interest, your final amount A should always be larger than your principal P. If your answer is smaller, you probably made a mistake with your decimal or your exponent. Compound interest is about growth, so the numbers should always go up.
Sometimes, the question is reversed. This is what we call present value. Imagine you want to have $1,000 in 5 years to go on a graduation trip. If the bank offers you a 4% interest rate, how much do you need to deposit today? To find this, we use the formula PV equals A, open bracket, 1 plus I, close bracket, to the power of negative N. Using a negative exponent is a brilliant math trick that tells the calculator to divide or go backward in time. If you punch in 1,000 times, open bracket, 1.04, close bracket, to the power of negative 5, you get $821.93. That is your present value. Whether you are looking forward or backward, the relationship remains exponential. The pros of mastering this math are that you can compare different bank offers and see exactly how much your money will be worth. Motivation comes from seeing those numbers grow and knowing exactly how to reach your goals. In our next video, we will look at how this same math works against you when you have debt and credit cards.
Previous lesson, back to course.